John Kerry and John Edwards want to extend their convention's momentum through the Olympic Games, the Republican convention, and, if possible, beyond. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports from Boston.
In his speech accepting the party's vice presidential nomination, John Edwards signals some of the coming obstacles for the Democratic ticket.
So in the weeks ahead, we know what's coming, don't we? More negative attacks. Aren't you sick of it?
Advertising is at the heart of the challenge facing the Kerry Edwards ticket in the next month. Susan Estrich is a Democratic political consultant who managed Michael Dukakis' 1988 presidential run.
This is going to be a banner year for the broadcasters. Certainly if you're in a battleground state, you're going to feel like the election is a week away, long before Labor Day.
In addition to Ohio, the ad fight will play out in key states such as Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Florida. The Bush campaign has outspent the Democrats on advertising so far, but Kerry has been boosted by nearly $50 million in advertising from so-called independent 527 groups. Those advocacy groups, such as MoveOn.org and America Coming Together, can legally run ads about the candidates' positions on the issues. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is active in the Kerry campaign.
He'll buy advertising during this time, but what is going to happen is the many associated groups called the 527 groups that generally support causes that are good for Democrats, minority registration, environmental issues, political actions committees set up to mobilize the vote to do media, are going to pick up some of that slack. And that will allow the Democrats to be competitive with the Republicans.
The moment Kerry officially accepted the nomination, it ended his ability to spend the record sums of money his primary campaign raised. Now he's locked into the $75 million in federal campaign money given to the two major party candidates for the general election. Meanwhile, the Bush-Cheney ticket can spend its ample primary money until the president accepts the GOP nomination at his convention in early September. So during the next month, Kerry will need allies in the ad wars, says Sherry Jeffy, a political analyst at the University of Southern California.
Clearly, Kerry and Edwards are going to have help from 527s, from independent expenditures, and I will bet you that you're going to see some real mud slung, quote, totally out of the control of, quote, the Kerry-Edwards ticket.
Kerry and Edwards will campaign heavily in the battleground states. They hope to capture free local media attention for their convention message, stronger at home and respected in the world. While the national press is focused on the Olympics, the Democrats hope to score gold on the local news. Shirley Franklin is the Democratic mayor of Atlanta.
We believe in Georgia and in the southern states that we can use media, local media, to tell the story because we're going to be so active. We're anxious that they would come to Georgia and to Alabama and to Mississippi. But the truth of the matter is this convention's been so great that we're so energized, we'll keep it energized all through August and September.
That means no vacation for Kerry and Edwards, says Susan Estrich, who ran the Dukakis campaign.
Kerry is not going to make the Dukakis mistake of going down. Dukakis became the governor of Western Massachusetts in August, and many people think that's when he lost the election. That's a mistake John Kerry is absolutely not going to make. He is going to be out there campaigning full tilt.
Kerry advisors say he also hopes to use August to build up his local campaign organizations. Governor Bill Richardson.
Intensive, hard-working grassroots is going to happen next. Get the field organization set up.
The Bush campaign will be working too, and they have an incumbent's edge, says Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.
It's certainly easier for the president of the United States to make news and command the attention of the electorate and the public at large than it is for a challenger.
Kohut predicts a small bounce in the national opinion polls for Kerry next week, in the afterglow of the convention. Still, the poll taker says the race remains a dead heat, though Kohut says, and both sides know, that any number of factors, including events in Iraq and the candidate debates, could easily shift the tide before November. Juan Williams, NPR News, Boston.